It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
As we head back to school, we're looking for the latest fashions for our kids. If you're in college, you want to look in fashion. The colors change, and so you want to take a look at your makeup as well to make sure what are the newest colors that are in this season. And I got to tell you, moms, it's time to update the makeup in your bathrooms. Often we talk about on the show not keeping things around for too long and getting rid of them because they can dry out or become contaminated. So now's a good time to get rid of some of the old mascara, some of the old lipsticks, and update them with the new colors. But to help me with this is our guest today, Kara Brook. She's Allure's Beauty Blogger of the Year. She's Beauty Inside Out's go-to beauty expert, and she's going to share with us the latest color trends for back-to-school makeup. So get ready to look your best for school. Kara, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. You always bring us so much great advice on makeup. And I got to admit, as a chemist, you know, I work with chemicals for the skin and all. And I may work with technologies of how to deliver the makeup. But what I'm not an expert on is the latest color trends and some of the tips you bring to us. You not only help our listeners, but you help me as well in learning quite a bit. And so why don't you share with some of our listeners? Let's talk. Actually, I want to separate it, or maybe it's the same, but you know, we've got moms and we've got college age listeners. What would you recommend for some of the new trends, or what do you recommend for them heading back to school?
So for, you know, the older crowd, not old, but you know, not necessarily elementary school, high school necessarily, I would say red is always a big color going into fall, and the color tone usually changes, but this year it's all about these like really dark reds and ruby reds, which are so fun, I think, because they're really flattering on a lot of different faces.
And now, let me ask you real quick, though. Are you talking like lipstick or just in general the overall look?
Lipstick.
Okay.
Sorry,
okay. Just making
lip.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Not red eyeshadow so much. Yes, red lips. And a lot of people have a hard time with red lips if they're not used to them. So I always say to people that are just trying to get used to red lips, there's a few ways to do this. One way I call the gateway lip, which is where you get a red gloss or a red sheer lipstick and get used to that first, because once you get used to that tone, then you can kind of get used to the red. It's one of those things that I hear a lot of people say, I love that on everyone else, I just don't like it on myself. And when I hear that, that means to me that you're just not used to it on yourself. So with the red lip, I say try a gateway lip, or you can throw on the red lip when you're just home vacuuming, you know, playing with the kids. And then by the time, a couple days, you know, do that for a little while. And then by the time you're ready to wear it out, you'll feel super comfortable in it.
Okay, so I've got a question for you. It's the college age listeners, I'm going to say, are probably a little bit more vibrant with the colors than maybe some of the moms. Am I correct in that? Okay, so some of these colors for back to school.
I would say, yeah, college age, but and moms, they still need to open their hearts to some red.
Now, would moms wear the same
shade?
They're
probably more comfortable with it, though.
The what shades, I'm sorry?
The red.
Okay,
the college age. Uh-huh. The other one that's in that college age might be more excited about is always this kind of, like, tangerine red has come into this year. And that is such a fun pop of color. It's really a cool look, and it looks really fashion-forward, those really orangey, bright neon reds. And that would be something I would think the college age would be more excited about.
Yeah, I got a feeling I don't see that much in the workplace. I think that's more college. So, okay, so that's great.
Yes.
And then talk to us about some of the others. What about the eyeshadows and some of the other colors? We're starting with the lipstick, and so that, how do you coordinate then the rest if some of these are the in colors? Are we changing our eyeshadows as well, or tell us some other things?
So the red lip aside, I would say a lot of the eyeshadows I've seen are really shimmery grays and smoky eyes done with lots of different shimmery colors, you know, between the grays or the bronzes or the purples. Just mixing that smoky eye up with different colors and different liners.
So the different colors is as long as it's got a smoky hue to it, is what you're saying.
Yes, and a metallic and a shimmer. So, you know, the plums, the grays, and the browns, the bronzes, they're all very much in for like a smoky eye. And that kind of applies to both moms and college-age girls. But I would say, especially it's fun to play with those bright colors with the smoky eye, like the purples. But there's another thing that I saw on the runway a lot for fall, which was a cat eye with, you know, the cat eye with the liquid liner with a layer of color on top, whether it was a really bright teal or a really bright cobalt blue. And it's really cool because it really makes your eyes stand out and gives you kind of an edge look. But it's actually a really easy trick to do because if you can just do that one line with the black, you do one more line with the color, and kind of have a really hot runway look in, you know, under a minute.
And actually, that's one of the things we've been talking about today is you know, as you go back to school, whether it be the moms trying to take care of the kids or some of the college-age ladies on the way out the door, it's you know, it's a hectic time of year. We want to be organized. We're looking for ways to make things quick. And you are saying, here's a quick way to look, to really stand out and look, like you say, on the runway or look model hot and do it real quick with some of the latest fashion colors.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can always try, I always recommend when you're trying new colors, go into a Sephora or a Nordstrom or an Ulta and try a few in the color family until you find, you know, just because cobalt blue or a really bright blue is in fashion doesn't mean you can't go in and get a few different alterations of that same color that fits you best.
Okay, and then in the past, you've talked about working from, I'm going to say, a cream to a powder as you work, you know, a primer and then a foundation. Today, we've talked about lip color and eye color, and then finish with a powder at the end, and that's going to help set it so they don't have to redo it all day. Is that correct? Or help it last longer throughout
the day? Absolutely.
And there's some new sprays I see on the market. Are the sprays any good, or they're better off with a finishing powder, staying with more of the traditional? What do you recommend?
It depends on the age. If the older ages that have any worries about, you know, large pores or deep wrinkles or anything like that, I always say set with the spray because the powder is just going to get in there and kind of exaggerate any of that. If you're younger and you feel like you're pretty oily, then you can set with a powder. So it kind of just depends on your preference that way.
Okay, because really, the oilier skin, that powder will absorb some of the excess sebum or excess oils?
Yeah, the powder will absorb the oil, and it will help smooth out the finish. But one of the things that makes you look like you're not wearing makeup is that glow, that sheen that the skin has. And that's the one thing I don't love about the powder is it kind of cuts that sheen. But if you've got excess oil, then you kind of want that sheen cut.
Okay, but, so it's going to even go by skin type.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you've got us some great tips. So as we head back to school to save some time and be organized, update your makeup. Update your bathroom and get rid of the old mascara. Get rid of some of the old lipsticks that may have dried out, that may be contaminated at this point because you've kept them so long. And a great excuse to do it is because now you can throw them out, and not only is it for your health and safety, but to update with the latest fashion colors. And so I got to tell you, Kara's brought us some great tips for the dark ruby red lipsticks this year, or tangerine red, and for the eyes, some shimmer and a smoke look. For more tips, go to mascara, MASKCARA.com. Kara, thank you for joining us today. You've brought us some great tips.
Thank you.
With the latest color trends for back to school and makeup. I'm David Pollack, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned, stay beautiful, and stay well.